The stars were a source of mythology for many ancient cultures, but they sometimes served a more practical purpose, as an eye chart. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report. But first, if you've ever felt stranded, been unemployed with bills stacking up while you worry about supporting your family, you know the stress of the unknown. Thanks to the internet, there have been new and exciting ways to earn more than before by working at home. Companies worldwide are desperately searching for someone just like you to type up their information and post it online, and they'll pay you nicely in return. Visit earnmorethanbefore.com. Earnmorethanbefore.com. It's a win-win situation. They get more customers and you get paid. If you're in a boring dead-end job or no job at all, you can work part-time or full-time. It's up to you. Remove the ceiling from your household income and set your own hours, as many or as few as you like. All you need to get started is a computer with internet access. No prior skills or work experience required, just basic computer skills. Get free information at earnmorethanbefore.com. That's earnmorethanbefore.com. There's a quick form to fill out, then get started making more money today at earnmorethanbefore.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 10th, the 100th day of the year. Actor Steven Seagal has a birthday, and F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby was published on this day in 1925. A waning crescent moon will make for good stargazing conditions this week, and you might use the opportunity to view the star cluster Pleiades before it disappears until next fall. Sometimes called the Seven Sisters, the misty blue patch of stars is steeped in mythology, but it also functioned as a sort of ancient eye chart. Hunters of yore would test their eyesight by the number of stars they could pick out. Six or seven was considered excellent. Want to test yours? Find the star cluster by drawing a line through Orion's belt and past the V shape of Taurus the Bull's head. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.